Hello, and welcome back to Soul Speak. I'm Meg Michelson. In today's episode, we're going to talk about those days when we just want to hide under the blankets. How do we get out of that? How do we get out of that emotional rut we might be in so we feel empowered again? Do you know how beautiful you are? So as I said in today's episode, we're going to talk about navigating our way out of sometimes when we're in what I said last week's episode, the pit of despair, when we feel like we just want to hide under the blankets, or we just really need that glass of wine, or we just don't want to answer one more phone call or do one more thing, and we don't know how to get out of that. Everyone has had times like that. And sometimes it's like a wave. There are some days where we feel really good and we can accomplish a lot. And then there are some days where we don't want to do anything. And those days, the more we let those build up, the harder it is to get out from under that blanket. So how do we climb out of the emotional hole that we sometimes find ourselves in? A few listeners had requested that I talk about this. So I'm addressing those listeners, but also we all know people and we've all been there, and maybe some of us are there now. How do we get out of that place of overwhelm and fear that we're not enough or we can't do it, so we can find that strength back in our body, so we can feel the emotional strength to make the decisions we need and take the actions we need when things are feeling that heavy? You know, there has been so much shifting within and around us these past years, since about 2020. And it is continuing, this heavy energy. It's, of course, not all heavy, because there's a lot of beauty. There's always a lot of beauty. But sometimes that heaviness feels greater than the beauty. And this energy is going to continue for a bit. We want to learn how, hopefully we want to learn how to still find the light, even when things feel really dark. And sometimes when things pile on and pile on, one thing goes wrong and another thing goes wrong. And then all we can see is all the things that are going wrong. We just start to see the bad. And then we're in that hole. There's a client that I worked with a long time ago that used to just hide under the covers for days because she felt so overwhelmed and it caused her to not feel like she could do anything right. But she navigated her way out. So instead of focusing on all the times you've done that, focus on the times you got out of it. I also want to address that sometimes we can't navigate this by ourselves. That's okay. Sometimes we need professional help. Please seek it. Please seek it. Because there are so many qualified people that can help us when we feel overwhelmed. Because the more overwhelmed we feel, the more stories we start to tell ourselves. And the more stories we start to tell ourselves, the deeper and darker that hole can get. We want to get into reality, and it is okay when someone is there to help us see reality again. So if you are ready, if you're feeling able to begin the journey up the emotional vibrational scale, here's a few things that might help. First, try to name that one thing that is causing you pain or how it started. Just one that is disappointing you right now. Oftentimes, when we have one big disappointment, we start to feel like everything is disappointing us. When in reality, it started with one thing. And then we can get caught in that shadow thought. And that one thing, of course, then can lead, as I said, to more and more, because we become like bad energy magnets, like attracts like. So we start to have everything go wrong because that's all we're thinking in our mind. And again, no shame or blame. It's to recognize it. How did this start? What's the one biggest thing? So name some of the biggies. You know, some of them is, I don't have enough money this month. I don't feel like I have any friends right now. I don't feel like anybody hears me. We want to start looking at, is that a story? Is that the truth? And then name that thing. Then also name the things that are truth about that. So for instance, I don't have any friends.
If you're in a deep, dark place and you're saying you don't have any friends, is that true? Or are you just not reaching out to your friends? Or are they just not reaching out to you? So sometimes it just takes a phone call asking for support. And of course, that's just one example. There are many ways we can get our strength back so we can get back into that mojo. Because this time we're in that is challenging, it's here to help us grow into ourselves. It's here to help us see that every hardship can be looked at as a challenge to overcome. And yep, it is hard. So what I'm saying sounds simple, and it isn't always simple. But we want to start with one foot in front of the other because it's a trial and error. What works for one person might not work for another. So the tips that I give today, try one, try several. Just give them a try and see. And have belief in yourself. We want to first believe that at least I'll try. And maybe my life will change. So first thing, understand the importance of nurturing oneself. Because it's really hard to communicate when we are being so disrespectful or critical to ourselves. It's hard to communicate anything of value. We get stuck in that cycle of negative criticism, negative criticism, negative criticism. Nurture is so important. So maybe drinking water or getting up and stretching or letting yourself, if you're really truly in the blankets, letting yourself feel what it feels like to be all cozy in those blankets. Nurture self. Maybe gently touch your arm or look in the mirror and smile at yourself. Once that happens, once we give ourselves a little nurturing, making a good salad instead of having a pizza, something that's good for you, then it's easier to start to unclog the shadow thoughts. And then we can start communicating a little more effectively. We also get caught in wanting to fix it so fast. And that piece of nurturing self and unwinding those tapes, we also want to recognize that first we want to hear ourselves. It's hard to fix it when we're just listing all the things. But when we pull ourselves into a nurturing position of one way or another, and that maybe is watching a comedy and not a depressing movie. If you're afraid, maybe don't watch crime stories all the time. Watch something that's uplifting. That's a nurturing thing. And then you can start to hear what's going on in your head, as I said. And understand that I don't have to fix it right now in this moment. And I can't fix it all right now. But I can hear myself think. And that's a good start. And of course, nurturing includes physical exercise. It is so important. And I know I've said this in other episodes. Why? Because it is so important. There are days that all of us don't feel like exercising. We have to move our body every day. Even if that means if you're out parking somewhere, park further away and walk, or walk to the post office, or walk to the mailbox, or walk around your house multiple times, or run up and down your stairs, or stretch, or do a forward fold. Those are all nurturing. We need to move the physical body when we are feeling overwhelmed, when we are feeling that darkness is a little bit too much around us and we don't feel like doing much. Yawn, lay in bed and stretch, but move the body somehow. If you have to get up and go to the bathroom, stretch on the way. Do those things that are going to connect your mind with your body in a healthier way. Number two, get outside. Change your environment. Even if it's just walking outside and taking a big breath of fresh air and looking up at the tree or the sky or an animal or children laughing. When we are in a darker place, whether it's dysthymia, low-level depression, or that feeling of, I have too much to do, I don't want to do it. So whatever that is, if we allow ourselves to stay in that same room or that same apartment or that same house, for too long, it's the energy of our low level that's now surrounding our environment. So it's like if you put a glass of water on the kitchen counter and you don't drink it for days, and then you don't want to go drink it in 5 days because it's murky and gross. It's kind of what happens to the energy in our home and our bodies when we're in the same environment too long, when it's low-level energy. So those are the times that you got to shake it up, open the windows, get outside, take a walk, go to the coffee shop, get out of that environment if you can. It does make a difference. And then breathe. Another way we can start to climb back into feeling more energy and empowerment is to find ways to smile. Now, when we are feeling that darkness around us, it's easy to watch things that are darker and sadder and more depressing and more drama. And if you're feeling a lot of fear, you might watch true crime stories. Maybe try not to. Try instead to watch something that is going to put you into the frame of mind that you want to be in. Now, it's like that old saying, dress for success. Well, let's get our mind in the place that we want it to be by what we're allowing in. So if we want to feel happier, a good step is to watch comedies, watch funny YouTube videos, go outside by a park and watch kids laugh. Look in the mirror and smile at yourself. Even if you don't feel like smiling, if you make yourself smile, oftentimes that makes you laugh because it's kind of ridiculous, but it works. Or I said this another episode, my mom used to laugh out loud after my dad passed and she was sad. She told me that she would make herself laugh. Ha 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 ha. And then she'd laugh. And that's beautiful. Sometimes we have to push ourselves through that to find a way to smile. So remember, like attracts like. When you allow yourself to smile at yourself or someone else, more smiles come back at you. Another important piece is to look back at where this started. What's the unhealthy family pattern we had growing up? That this is how I'm addressing my issues. Now, it doesn't mean anyone in your family is bad or that you don't love them. It's okay to work through those and still feel love and honor for our family. Sometimes when a loved one passes away and there's unresolved conflict, they feel guilty having any bad feelings or anger towards that person that's passed. Yet, remember, it's not either or. We can love someone and not like the behaviors. Noticing the unhealthy patterns is not being disloyal. It is instead working to break unhealthy legacy patterns and change the family for the better. We all bring unhealthy patterning from our past because all of us have some unhealthy patterning in our past. It's just the way it works. So when we allow ourselves to look at it and be honest, what went well and what did not? I don't need to protect my parents or my siblings because I'm not shaming or blaming them. I'm looking at the pattern and saying, I think I brought that into my life now. What do I now see from that in my own actions, my own reactions, my own thought patterns? And what would I like to shift into something healthier? And not blaming them. We talked about the victim last week, but choosing to shift that pattern within yourself because now it's your responsibility. It's not their responsibility anymore. Once we're adults, it's our responsibility to change. Another way is do this at your own pace. Now, sometimes we feel like it's too much and I can't fix it. I can't fix all this. Unpack it and process at your own pace. When we physically move from one house to another, and I'm a mover, I like new places. And when I move, I don't expect to have all the boxes unpacked in one day. Sometimes it takes me a while, and some boxes don't even get unpacked because I don't need them. Continue unpacking that emotional, what I'll call baggage, heavy stuff. At our own pace, giving yourself time. And then what do I want to change and what don't I? What can I deal with today? And what do I want to hold off until tomorrow. Because when we look at it all in the one big heap, whew, that's overwhelming. When we move, whether it's for work or home, it's overwhelming if we think we're going to do it all at once. We take it a box at a time. Same with our emotional unpacking, a box at a time. It also really helps when we're caught in too much heavy energy to try to think of others. It really helps us if we are of service in some way or asking someone else, you know, I'm having a really hard day. What's your day like? Because it shifts the responsibility off of you. And then we remember how everyone else might be struggling too. And it helps me feel more normal when I notice that other people have problems. Now, this isn't the same as tribing with those people that want to just be in pain and commiserate and stay low. We don't want to hang out with those people when we're really feeling low. But just checking in with people. How are they doing? How can I help others? Because sometimes when I'm listening to someone else's stuff, I can let go of mine even just for a moment and it lightens the load. And of course, check in with our body. Key. As I said before, we have to nurture our physical body. And oftentimes when things are happening fast that we're not comfortable with, we energetically feel an internal resistance. It becomes physical. It can even become a panic. And then whatever the issue is grows bigger and bigger because our body is tired and we're in panic mode. How will I ever work through this? Why did that person shut me out? I lost my job. What am I going to do next? Where am I going to live? How am I going to support myself? You know, the questions come so fast. And we feel the resistance. So we want to pause and go into the body a moment. Pay attention to what you're saying to yourself and pay attention to where we're feeling it in the body. And then take a breath there. I'm feeling the resistance in my shoulders, or I'm feeling a tightness in my throat. Take a breath. This is normal patterning because we are always partnered with our body. We're not just a brain in a jar on a shelf. So that normal patterning is we can choose to work through it if we pay attention to the physical symptoms. Right now, during these times, as I said, we are all being challenged in at least one area of our lives. And for some of us, it's many areas. And we're being urged to become more awake. We're being urged to become more empowered in healthy ways. We become stronger humans when we take this time to address those patterns, not keep hiding under the blankets, but just peel back a layer at a time, address those patterns that no longer serve us. Because that's a pattern, running away under the blankets, an hour, yeah, but multiple days, then you feel guilty and you feel shame, and we can break that pattern. But it does take being awake because we have to let go of those illusions that got us there to begin with, because that all comes down to what stories we're telling ourselves. And as I said, paying attention to the body, that means go within. When you feel those first rises of panic or overwhelm or tightness because there's something you need to do, stay with it. Notice where you're feeling it in the chest, the throat, the neck, the ears, the shoulders. Then begin to ease it with breath. And use those five senses, taste, touch, smell, hear, see. Put a drop of essential oil in the palm of your hands. Put it over your nose and your mouth and inhale it. That does bring clarity and relief, if it's an oil you like, into your limbic system. And then it can get into your whole system within a couple minutes, 20 seconds or so. The more we attach to our body in healthy ways and use those five senses, the more we learn to trust ourselves. And then we can learn to reconnect with people, reconnect with the truth. It's all step by step. So giving yourself that time. And remember, this is a new way of being. This is a new pathway. so you have less days where you feel overwhelmed or hopeless. And the more you give yourself these trial and errors, the more you are creating a new pathway in the brain. And this is a new way of being. Remember, it's a lifestyle change. Then we become more and more awake. And we might still feel the resistance. We might feel the darkness some days. But the more we're practicing the new ways of being, those darker times can pass quicker. And as we're letting go of the old story, now we have a place within us that's vacant. Because every thought, every action, every belief is energy. So when we remove one belief, we want to put something better in its place, not just leave a vacancy where it can come back in and it can bring its buddies. And now you've got five thoughts that are going to overwhelm and take you down. So what's the new story? What's the new pattern? What do you want to bring in now? Releasing those old patterns and those old stories are important. And that second step, remember, is bringing in a new thought pattern, a new action step, whether it's physical or a thought action, a thought pattern. What are the dreams I haven't realized yet that I'm now feeling I suck because I haven't done those dreams yet? But name them. And remember, one step at a time. I want to fill it with that. Instead of saying, I suck because I didn't do it. Okay, that's a statement. You want to take that out over time and put in there, I think I can do this one step at a time. That is a healthier thought. Ask your heart, what does it want? Does it want to lay in bed and hide under the blankets? Or does it want to get up and take a walk and take a risk? Call a friend. And maybe you're too afraid. But connect with the heart and let the heart and the body guide you. And follow those nudges. Spirit and our higher self are always trying to connect with us. It's up to us to allow it. Put a hand on the upper belly and a hand on your heart. And take some breaths. Where does your soul want to lead you? Remember, the body is the partner of our soul. The body tells the truth. The mind is the trickster. When we connect our soul and our body with breath, with action, with thought patterns that are healthier, we become physically more empowered. We become more alive. And we have less dark days. It is worth the try. So if you can take one thing with you today to try, put it on your calendar and try it for 3 days a week, and then see if you're ready to try something else. It's worth it. I wish you a beautiful week. Thank you again for being here. Be good to you. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.